Hi there. The word for you today is on handling criticism the right way. In Proverbs 23, verse 16, Solomon says, "Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right." Criticism will make you a better person if you do these three things. Number one, look beyond the criticism and see the critic. If it's someone you respect, listen to what they say. If it's someone who's constantly critical, don't place too much value on what they say. The truth is, they're probably just projecting their frustrations onto you. There's a cute story about a 12-year-old boy who hadn't spoken since the day he was born. After being served oatmeal for breakfast several weeks in a row, he jumped up and shouted, "Yuck! I hate this stuff." Well, his mother jumped up, thrilled, hugged him. And then she said, "We thought you couldn't talk. Why haven't you ever spoken to us?" Bluntly, he exclaimed, "Because up until now, everything's been okay." Seriously, some folks only talk when they're upset. The important question you need an answer to is this: does my critic sincerely want to help me? Number two, try not to take yourself too seriously. Let's face it, we all do things we regret. But when you can laugh at yourself and learn from it, you're growing into maturity. And number three, know the difference between constructive and destructive criticism. Learn how to interpret criticism by asking these three questions. A, in what spirit is it given? If your critic's attitude is kind, rest assured it's meant to be constructive. B, when is the criticism given? When somebody criticizes you publicly, usually their intentions aren't the best, they're just demeaning you. And see, why is the criticism given? Listen to this scripture from Proverbs 20, verse 5. "The purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out." When people are hurting, they tend to hurt others. So always ask, was this criticism given for my benefit or out of personal hurt? You do those three things, you're handling criticism the right way.